Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you caught up on Thursday, May 19th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The news of the day across the NFL, former Giants Pro Bowl cornerback James Bradbury agreed to terms with the Philadelphia Eagles on a one-year $10 million deal. Bradbury lands in a perfect spot to contribute right away. The Philadelphia Eagles desperately needed another outside cornerback to pair with Darius Slay. Bradbury initially had 11 teams reach out to him. His agents whittled it down to three teams, and he eventually chose the Eagles over the others. So the Philadelphia Eagles get a post-draft starting cornerback on a one-year deal. The Buffalo Bills Foundation and NFL Foundation are taking initial steps to help the Buffalo's East Side community heal in the wake of Saturday's targeted attack against the Black community. The foundations are combining to donate $400,000 to support the community in the wake of the horrific hate crime this past weekend. A combined $200,000 will go to the Buffalo Together Community Response Fund. This new fund is a collaborative, philanthropic effort across the region that will address the immediate and long-term needs in the community, including systemic issues that have marginalized communities of color. On Wednesday, it was also announced the NFL will hold a diversity seminar Monday in Atlanta. Each team will send minority head coaching and general manager candidates to participate in networking opportunities and other events with the team's owners. That will be ahead of Tuesday's regularly scheduled one-day owners meeting. This is the follow-up to what Roger Goodell discussed at his presser at the owners meetings in Florida. The Cincinnati Bengals agreed to terms with first-round pick Michigan defensive back Daxton Hill. The Indianapolis Colts officially signed free agent running back Philip Lindsay, and they waived running back Max Borgie. The Jacksonville Jaguars hired former 49ers executive Ethan Waugh as their new assistant general manager under general manager Trent Baalke. The New York Jets agreed on Wednesday with 10th overall pick Garrett Wilson on a four-year, fully guaranteed $20.55 million deal. The Jets have now locked down all three of their first-round picks. The Miami Dolphins made it official. They signed veteran pass rusher Melvin Ingram on Wednesday. The Green Bay Packers also made the contract extension with star cornerback Jaire Alexander official on Wednesday, making him one of the highest paid cornerbacks in all of football. That's all I got for you on Thursday, May 19th. Please make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave a rating and review. Stay tuned for later today. It's The Look Ahead with RJ Ochoa and Rob Stats-Guerrera. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.